From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Three of the gunmen who attacked a Mogadishu hotel Wednesday were killed today in a shootout with authorities. A fourth attacker was killed the day before. Security forces rescued 57 hostages being held by the gunmen at the Ambassador Hotel. The death toll in the incident has been put at 24. The Somali militant group Al-Shabaab claimed responsibility for the attack, saying it targeted the hotel because it was used by Somali government officials. Efforts to get aid to the victims of Syria's civil war are being hampered by the Syrian government. The regime of President Bashar al-Assad has yet to agree on a broad opening of certain areas to humanitarian convoys. The government is also continuing a siege on regions held by opposition groups. U.S. officials say nearly 20 towns have been deprived of food and humanitarian shipments. The United Nations is appealing to the international community to come to the aid of millions of civilians in Yemen. Lisa Schlein reports.
UN coordinator for Yemen, Jamie McGoldrick, calls Yemen an invisible crisis, a war waged in the shadows of the war being fought in nearby Syria.
The scale of the emergency is tremendous. The scale of the needs is massive.
McGoldrick says it appears as though the fighting in Yemen has gone down since UN-mediated peace negotiations started a few weeks ago. Nevertheless, he says, conditions continue to deteriorate because people have to contend with the country's shattered infrastructure and broken economy. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
The U.S. government has announced a near total ban on domestic sales of elephant ivory. It's intended to protect the endangered animal. This is VOA News.